What's going on, everybody? This is Doughboy, and welcome to Dope as Fuck. We're going to get right to it. The day before yesterday, the New York Knicks traded all-star forward Kristaps Porzingis and guards Tim Hardaway Jr., Courtney Lee, and Trey Burke to the Dallas Mavericks in exchange for guards Dennis Smith Jr., Wesley Matthews, center DeAndre Jordan, and two future first-round draft picks. Now, I don't want to touch on how they got into this space. I'd much rather talk about what I think this means for the Knicks going forward. The consensus is that this is just another case of the Knicks being the Knicks, and I couldn't disagree more. He requested a trade, and Steve Mills and Scott Perry obliged. I get it. There's a certain level of sentimentality involved as a fan when a homegrown player like KP is traded, and that's understandable. Now, with that being said, there's a lot to be excited about in regards to the future, specifically a top five pick and $70 to $75 million in cap space. Worst case scenario, the Knicks don't win the NBA draft lottery and a chance to pick Duke freshman Zion Williamson. Instead, they pick the best player available and end up with RJ Barrett, Cam Reddish, or Ja Morant. They head into free agency and fail to add a superstar. It's not the end of the world, people. The Knicks signing Kevin Durant or Kyrie Irving was always a long shot. Now, barring any other player movement, they'd have a nice young core players to work with, including Frank Ntilikina, Dennis Smith Jr., Damian Dotson, Kevin Knox, Mitchell Robinson, Alonzo Trier, and one of RJ Barrett, Cam Reddish, and Ja Morant. That's solid if you ask me. Best case scenario, the Knicks do win the NBA draft lottery and select Duke freshman Zion Williamson. They head into free agency and do the unimaginable. They sign both Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. The Knicks are instantly elevated to contender status. I know I'm in the minority, but I love the deal. Mostly because, at the very least, they can continue to rebuild and make improvements accordingly. But if the Knicks absolutely kill this offseason, they'll be scary good for years to come. I'm out.